Hey, before we get started on today's really, really good episode, like probably one of the best Hot or Nots ever to drop. So big news there. But before that happens, we've got to spank. We've got to thank Spank.
What have you been thinking about?
Charlie Wood, actually. I've been dreaming about co-founder of Vitadrop.
About Spank and Charlie Wood.
Oh, I've been spanking his drinks. Don't worry about that. He sent a care package, and honestly, I've tried everything. The sleep's the best one for me, I reckon.
I'm hydrated up. I feel the energy boost that's happened. If you haven't checked out his episode, we had him on the pod a few weeks back. Vitadrop, doing big things. We actually had him on a year before that, telling the story before they landed a couple of massive deals in some of the big retail outlets here in Australia. But they're currently going through their equity crowdfunding raise and the Venture Crowd platform. If you want to go and see what all the fuss is about and get involved, all the details are in the show notes. But seriously, get around their products because you can get them, pick them up wherever you want now. They're pretty much absolutely everywhere.
They're everywhere and they've got lots of different products. So if you want to sleep, you got that. If you want to hydrate, we've got that. If you want energy mood, that's all good. Collagen Glow. I had to Google collagen.
You need to know what that means. Fix your corrosion. Yeah.
And some pure focus maybe for you, but yeah. Check it out. Hey, Rob, welcome to Hot or Not.
The best segment on the Funny Business Podcast.
It is. It's better than anything we've ever done, I reckon. Out of all life's achievements, I feel like coming up with Hot or Not has been the best thing.
I had a dream last night that I told you I didn't want to do it anymore. How weird's that?
No, you haven't told me this.
I haven't told you. I'm telling you now for the first time.
Really?
I was like, I'm sort of over it.
You're over it. You done?
That was me in my dream. I was like, is that real life or did that
Did you wake up sweating or did you wake up with a stiffy?
No, I woke up like, good on you for having that conversation with Locke. You know, good on you.
Well, I'm looking for a new host, co-host. So if you want to come and join me, Rob's actually clocking off. This is his last ever episode.
I feel like there's only so many things you can talk about being hot or not.
No, there isn't because there's constantly things trending and, you know, and people love it. So actually, if you're keen to jump on and take Rob's place, just let me know. Slide into the DMs. All genders welcome, you know. Doesn't matter who the host is. Maybe could be for the better. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
No, I think that I'd happily take a few weeks off.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
It's a funny list. It's a funny list today, you know.
Well, your one had to squeeze in, so we've done 11 because it's a long ass fucking suggestion. And I'd never heard of it until 5 minutes before we go on air. So we've just added a little extra
one. We're not really up with internet trends.
It's Twitter. It's X or whatever. So it's weird. Anyway, we'll get into it later. But should we thank some people or spank some people?
Spank some people,
We spank some people? All right, let's find those people. Well, I've sent in a few suggestions this week, so I'm pretty happy with that. I'll spank myself.
You love thanking yourself.
Miles Matho, thank you, brother. Chris GW, thank you. Lauren O'Keefe, thank you. Didn't make the list. Sorry about that. Mikey Foden, didn't make the list. We've already done that suggestion, brother. But anyway, all good. Sorbet Weather, you are the king. Spank you very much. Who else we got? Sarah J. Monty made the list this week. She'd be very happy. Matilda Jean, thank you very much. A.R. Dixon, didn't make the list this week. Sorry about that, brother. Shreddy Eddie, he did make the list this week. I was going to say he'd be disappointed, but he won't be. And EJ Tom, thank you very much. Short list this week.
Yeah, it was early suggestions to put him in. And I think a lot of people may be like, it's Anzac Day this week. They're short week. I feel like whenever there's a public holiday around, people stop working.
I just feel like we need to constantly have a suggestion story up so when people think of it, they can always go. Rather than saying, this time you need to think
24/7 submissions.
Yeah, maybe something like that. I was even thinking a new way to do it was maybe we could just put all the suggestions on the stories and get people to vote on them, and the ones with like a bit of controversy, we'll record those ones. Maybe that's just a new way of thinking. So then we can pump out like 30, 40 stories. But maybe that's a bit too much.
Too much.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's a bit too much. Overkill.
Overkill? You reckon do people's heads?
You're thinking too much about it. I've already told you. I'm dreaming about getting rid of this episode. And you're talking about doing too much. Anyway.
Well, you don't have to do it. It's on Instagram, bro.
There you go.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Just soon.
Look into my eyes when I'm talking to you, when I'm doing a podcast.
I'm trying to stay engaged.
You can't multitask, so I need your full attention, please.
I'm trying to stay engaged,
All right. You dog. All right. Number one on the list. This is very topical. Happened this week. Babies at comedy shows. Breastfeeding.
This is Arj Barker, yeah?
Yeah.
He shamed the lady who brought the baby and then they booed her when she left.
They booed him or her?
Her.
Yeah. So booed, she must have been loud. That's what I heard.
No, but I think he encouraged the booing. Yeah.
That's funny. You're at a comedy show. That's kind of funny. You don't think so?
And then he came out and said something like... It's distracting. I don't want them there. I understand why.
It's a comedy show. He's trying to make it a bit lighthearted, but that, I think that's rude. I think it's rude, especially if you're making so much noise. I just feel like if it was quiet and stuff and people weren't complaining.
Maybe wasn't crying though.
You know, but I heard from there's people at the show saying it was loud as and I couldn't hear it. So for the people who paid their tickets, and it's a 15 plus show. I'm sorry, but maybe get a babysitter or...
Just leave the baby outside in the cold.
Yeah. No, it's just maybe some, you have to sacrifice things, I think.
Leave it in the car?
Windows down. I just think you have to sacrifice things sometimes. And I feel like the level of entitlement of just like, oh, I can just do whatever I want.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so.
It's a harsh thing, I think, because I've got, I don't know why you'd take a baby there though.
Yeah.
But if you're breastfeeding and it's a newborn, like you got no don't choice. Go.
Why are you going to a comedy show?
You might have to miss out.
Well, it's okay to miss out sometimes. You can't go to everything.
It is a bad luck.
It is, isn't it? Like, or is it bad luck for the, I don't know, other 5,000 people there who are just like, I can't fucking hear anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the comedians called it out and said, look, to be honest, you got to fucking leave. Sorry. Yeah,
yeah. Bit of drama about this.
And then she called in when Arch Barker was on Kiss FM with, I think it was Fev, Fifi and Nick or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she called in while Arch Barker was on the line.
Really?
And come out and said, oh, yeah, this and that. And she's just big personality. You picked on the wrong person. I
really?
I just feel, yeah. But anyway, I'm going to say
not hot.
Not hot. Don't do it.
Yeah, no.
It I felt just like think, you were going to say hot there.
No. I feel bad for people because if you don't want to, a mum being booed out of things, I feel like that's a very big spotlight for being a parent and a mum who's breastfeeding is a hard job.
So yeah, but you're at the 15 plus comedy show.
I know, but if you got booed out of anywhere, bro, you'd cry.
Yeah, but
you're the softest, fragile little petal flower comedians I've ever seen in my whole life.
If I go to a comedy show, I know that maybe I could get picked on.
Yeah, I know.
And if I'm making fucking noise, I'm definitely going to get picked on.
But then you'd have to be kicked out of the show from wailing in tears, you know? They picked on me. I'm so soft and temperamental.
I just think. Leave the babies in the car with the windows down.
Yeah.
Next on the list, cupping. For some reason, I hate this. I've never been cupped, but I hate the look on people.
I've had cupping done before. I like it. I think I prefer other treatments like dry needling, deep tissue massage. Like I like the idea of what it's for, but I don't like the bruises.
It just doesn't make sense. You got these big circle things on your arms. Footy players who have the big cupping marks on their arms. I reckon he looks dumb.
Yeah, get a different treatment.
Oh, seriously. And it's like the people who put that tape, you know, like that tape shit.
Physio tape, yeah.
Physio tape on their legs. It looks trash.
Yeah.
I just feel like, mate, just put a bit of...
It's all about looks.
Does look trash. It's not aesthetically pleasing.
Cupping. I think cupping is one of those ones where I've had it done before. It hurts.
Yeah.
There's two different types. You can get the ones that you just... it's almost like you put a bit of a fire in there. It just sticks in there. Yeah. It's like the Chinese cupping.
Mm.
And then you get other ones where it's a mix of like they get the suction of the cup and they sort of slide it down the muscle.
Oh.
And that is insanely painful.
Really?
Insanely painful, yeah.
See, it doesn't sound good. None of it sounds good. Honestly, just there's so many other options.
You feel good after it, but that's different because the ones that leave the circles and the marks, they're ones that they just do the cupping, then you just lie there. Nothing happens.
But do you think like when footy players come in and get their cupping, they go, hey, do the back fine, but you don't have to do the back of the arms and stuff like that because I'm playing
footy. They like it. They want to feel fresh and good.
Oh, I just feel like sometimes you have to sacrifice
that. A wanker treatment, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, definitely a wanker treatment. And that tape has got to go.
Yeah,
you've seen it on people's necks.
I'm going to say hot, but I don't like the look.
Yeah.
I like the concept of cupping.
Yeah. So it's a half-half.
I don't want any bruises.
You're never going to get cupping again though, are you?
Never, nah. No. I don't get any treatment lately. Yeah. I'd like to get a massage in my house, you know?
I'm going to say cupping. I'm going to say not hot.
Yeah.
Wrong. Rank. Next on the list, sex in public. What do you reckon? Are you a public router?
This is an insane suggestion.
We've got some friends who actually, we found out recently that they love public sex.
I think that's...
It's funny.
I find it a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's a bit too...
In the bushes.
It's a bit too look at me. It's a bit too like the fear factor, a bit too animalistic. You know, we've moved on. We're out of the jungle now. We're inside. We're in the house.
What about in a car in public? Is that sex in public?
That's still public, yeah.
Nightclub toilet?
Still public.
See, it's very broad. That's broad. All, I don't mind it.
In the bushes, like on the beach.
We know people who've done that before. Yeah.
It's wild out there.
We know someone very well who's done it, I reckon, in public 6 times in a night at your wedding.
That's crazy.
crazy.
Down Point Addis, Em and I, this is before we had Matilda, we busted a couple of people having sex in the bushes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were having sex in the bushes.
Yeah, we got busted having sex in the No.
On a Sunday, 10 a.m., Eskrim Falls.
Yes, sex to get busted, mate. No, we got busted. No, we got busted. We busted them coming out fully in starkers. This is just a nude beach.
Oh, erect.
Yeah, they were full starkers. They come out of the bushes like the fucking Neanderthals, you know?
How old are we talking?
Middle-aged.
No way. They're just spicing it up. Not
middle-aged. I'd say like 30s.
Yeah, that's fucking easy. We're 30.
Yeah, we're middle-aged.
No, it's not middle-aged. It's
what counts as middle-aged? Because I feel like
mature adult, I'd say.
All right, well,
You saw two mature adults just come popping out of the bushes.
Nude. And I'm like, I can see things.
Isn't there a beach down there that you... Is Point it Point Addis? It's a nude beach.
It's a nude beach.
It doesn't mean you can have sex there.
Yeah,
No. Out in the open.
It's a nude beach. It doesn't mean you... It's not a porno beach.
I reckon there'd be places, though, around Australia that it is for that. You know, you go there and people just love it. Love it. No, I'm going to say hot. Just do it whenever you feel like it, I reckon. That's hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's all you have to add?
Yeah,
trying to deflect, to try to push this. You put this one on the list, which I'm pretty sure is your suggestion, and then you just try to make me talk about it.
It's
and all you're trying to say is, yeah, it's hot, do what you want, and let's move on to the next topic. Huh?
Hey, look, I'm not a big sex. Call yourself in public
the puppet
guy.
Master, mate.
Not gonna say I haven't had sex in public. Definitely have. Especially in the early days around like the movies and stuff like that.
In the movies.
Did you ever do it in the movies?
Nah, mate.
Nah, where's the weirdest place you've ever done it?
I'm not sure.
Come on, you can think now. I've told you mine.
Off the top of my head, I can't think.
Nightclub toilet?
I can't think of
it. Yes, you have. Look at it. Why wink?
I think it's...
Nightclub toilet.
I say sex in public, not hot.
Not hot?
Yeah, not hot.
Just doing it in your bed like normal people.
Yeah,
huh?
just missionary in the
Sounds
bed.
Sounds very, very vanilla at the Hickses, huh? Just stare at your wedding photos, huh? I'm going to say hot. What did you say?
I said not hot.
Not hot. Okay, vanilla Hicks. Next on the list, the new Instagram interface. You seen that? Where you
ask
pop
me
the
anything
questions.
AI thing up the top.
Yeah, very like Play School, isn't it?
It's a bit too much. AI is just a bit too. You have to like.
Oh no, that's a different thing. Oh, that is the new interface as well. Like the circle thing in the search bar. I haven't used it yet. Have you?
No. Well, I think that's what we're talking about.
No, the thing I'm thinking of is like when you, the features when you do a story.
Yeah.
And it's like questions, poll.
I'll click it here now.
Yeah, clicking it now. And tell me what you think. And when you do the link now, it does like it doesn't do your so
oh, no,
I like
I've
doing
I've seen what you talk about.
I like doing caps lock. It doesn't let you do caps lock on links anymore. It's
really?
Like yeah, it's just very like weird. Something I would have designed in year 7, I reckon.
Odd changes. Yeah. Who got paid to do those changes? Is that what you're saying?
Dan Wern?
You're saying that's a weird some teams spend a lot of time making these changes that are insignificant.
Hey, you know who's made some changes? Mark Zuckerberg. You seen his little glow up?
Yeah, I've seen his glow up.
The beard's not real though. I thought that was real.
I've seen some of the ones was like from take your data to take your girl.
Yeah.
The memes.
Yeah,
oh, I loved that.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't believe the chain in that. He was just, it makes him look a bit more human.
He's been doing a bit of UFC fighting, so he thinks he's
got that human glow up, hasn't he? It's hard to put a mask over a lizard, isn't it?
It's pretty, there you go.
I'm going to say a new Instagram interface, but that's like most changes. Remember when Instagram, the icon changed?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fucking weird. Yeah, it used to be that brown
like
camera.
Change. You're a bit changed.
No, but you just get used to it.
Yeah.
Because you got
I think not hot because I don't care that much.
Yeah. Good input there. What about the next suggestion? Playing devil's advocate. Hot or not?
Hot.
You like it?
Yeah, sometimes you got
two sides to an argument, even if you don't agree.
Yeah,
just bring it up and just say this is what other people would be saying.
Let's cover things. What's going on? Let's think outside the box.
Yeah.
Have some 360 degree thoughts.
It depends how confident you feel in the setting that you're in. I feel like sometimes if you're around people who you think are the alphas, you just agree with what they say.
Oh, sometimes it's nice to shut your mouth and say nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, sounds good. Or if they just come here, whatever.
Great idea. Let's go with that. Huh?
If it makes your life easier, do that.
Yeah.
You know. But if you're meant to be the leader and people are looking at you for a bit of leadership and advice, maybe you lead by example and just say, look, I know we're thinking this.
But this could happen.
But this, and you don't have to say, I'm just playing the devil's advocate here. You say, hey, let's just think from another perspective here. This is what these people would argue. So,
what unphilosophizer?
How do we tackle that? Very smartly.
I think hot.
Huh? You think hot?
Yeah, I like this.
I can't remember the last time you presented different facts.
Different side of the story.
You're very just like, no, that's my...
No,
that's my opinion.
And I cover plenty of ideas, mate.
You never said, I can't remember the last time you said, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Yeah, but hey, boys, just playing devil's advocate.
I never present my ideas like that.
How do you present them?
well thought out and constructed, and I take into consideration how I think people might react.
Do you?
And like, and
do you think you're three steps ahead sometimes?
Sometimes, like a chess move, mate. I got you checked, mate. Yeah, I got you checked, mate.
Look at you.
Puppet master. You called me the puppet master yesterday trying to think that you
puppet master
me.
From Wish.
From Wish.
Fake influencer.
Oh, funny.
It is funny. I'm going to say hot too, though. It's good to hear different sides of arguments, even if you don't agree, just to get their perspective on how they think. Next on the list, killing insects. Like, do you feel bad if you kill like a little bug in the shower or a spider in the room?
Spider, no. I have no...
You don't care.
I have no guilt about killing spiders.
No.
I don't have much guilt about killing bugs.
The only bug I'll save is a ladybug.
Yeah, I save ladybirds.
I literally save ladybugs. When I'm mowing the lawn or anything like that, if I see one, I'll stop and I'll pick it up.
It's amazing, isn't it?
They're the only things that I'll save.
That's
very weird.
That's good luck. That's good karma.
Am I a buggist?
You're a bit racist, yeah. Now, I think that you should not feel guilty, but saving ladybirds is mandatory.
It's good karma, isn't it?
If you kill a ladybird, I feel like...
Deliberately.
You'd be thinking about that for weeks.
Yeah, but like ants...
Nah, gone, squash.
What about those little like
I don't know,
stick insects?
I don't get out of my way to... Nah, stick insects I probably wouldn't.
If they're in the garage or something and there's a little sort of moth looking thing.
Oh, squash that.
Squash that.
But I'm not going out of my way. I'm not trying to stomp everything. You know what I mean? I'm not like, I'm not a kid out
getting
there.
Getting off on stomping.
Yeah, yeah, like ants.
But do you feel guilty after killing one?
So maybe what's... sometimes with ants I do.
Do you?
But I'm not trying to... Like if I accidentally step on them,
an
that's
ant?
Okay. But yeah, man, if you see like a line of ants going, I'm not over there like stomping on them.
No, but like if you've stepped on it, looked around and you go, just killed probably 100 ants.
No, I don't feel
I'm not with your size 5 hoof, I reckon. Maybe 5 ants.
Spiders not at all because I'm out there.
Scared of them.
I'm intentionally, they come near me, they're gone.
Yeah. But I think like, what about those little crickets? You know those little crickets?
Oh, no, I kill fucking them? Hate crickets.
Yeah.
They're the worst bug.
Yeah.
They're so loud.
Yeah, they're killable.
Oh my God.
That's the way the world wants us to go now,
and
though.
Cockroaches.
They don't want us to eat
meat. They want us to eat cockroaches.
They want us to eat cockroaches because they know that we fucking hate them.
Yeah, ew.
But like living animals and things like that, like different mammals and those type of things, no chance.
I'm not killing dogs.
You can't be doing anything. Like, don't even look at a dog the wrong
killing
way.
Killing XX. Nah.
Hot. I'm going to say hot.
Hot.
I'm gonna
save
say hot.
Ladybirds.
Because I done it in the shower the other night and I'm like, I don't know if I feel guilty or not.
No, you don't.
What do other people feel? I want to know. Next on the list, pop-ins. I feel like you'd hate this, wouldn't you? Random pop-ins.
They're not for me.
They're not for you. We need to plan this a week in advance.
Not like a week in advance, but like there might be other things going on. To have the door knock and someone turn up and here I am.
Yeah.
My dad's a pop-in.
Yeah.
He's a pop-in sort of man.
He's a pop-in. You run on my time, baby.
Because he's happily like, he'll happily change his plans up to what he thinks suits him best.
Yeah. So without thinking of others, is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm thinking that.
That is what you're trying to say.
At times, that's what I'm saying.
Soften the blow. He's not going to listen.
No, he's not going to listen. But if it suits Ashley Hicks, then he's popping in. You know what I mean?
And you're like, oh, Matilda's just about to go to sleep, mate.
Yeah, she's going to sleep in 4 minutes. Oh, perfect. Well, I'll be there.
I'll rev her up then.
Yeah. We'll have a quick little play. Don't worry, I won't be long.
No, actually, we want you to sit in the car, mate. You know? No, you do love sending the text. If I've got to come and pick you up or do something, you send the text like, oh, don't
she's still
knock.
Asleep.
Don't knock.
It's like 15 minutes till she's waiting to wake up. Like.
Sometimes she's up and you don't want her to see me.
Not at all. Never.
Because
maybe it like when she's reading books on the couch and she doesn't want...
She wants to see Turtle.
She doesn't want Turtle to come inside and she'll go lose her fucking mind and not go to sleep.
Because I'm her favourite.
Yeah, she rev her up.
Yeah, because she's just like, oh my God, he's so fun.
Yeah, pop-ins. Yeah. I think pop-ins are not hot.
No. Your mum's gonna hate
give
that.
Give me some...
Is your mum like that?
Nah,
like you?
She's a planner.
She's a planner like you. So she wouldn't like a pop-in either. If you just randomly popped in.
I still think she wouldn't mind a pop-in, but she...
Yeah. Depends who.
Depends who, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Pop-ins, I'm going to say, growing up in my household, it felt like a brothel. There was so many people every day, and they come for coffees at all different times. So it's like, I reckon mum would average 2 or 3 people a day.
That's wild.
Random throughout the day, like after work and stuff, like coffees before work. It was crazy, like people down the road. So I was used to always people in the space, which I liked. Because then you get to know heaps of people deeply,
which
is cool, I feel like. And you get to know your parents' friends. They're funny. But pop-ins were good. But now, I don't know if I appreciate it. As an older man, it's just like...
As a middle-aged man.
Yeah, you know, with lots of stresses, you know. I just like knowing that this is what my day's going to look like.
For sure.
But pop-ins, I'm going to say, still hot. Next on the list, rolling your sleeves up. Some people think this is a bit of an ick. When you got the long sort of sleeves and you roll them up.
Like, that's a hot look. How far up do you have to roll them?
Like up to the around the elbow.
No, I don't do that. I sometimes, this is, you're going to laugh at this one. Yeah. But on some of my long sleeve shirts, I'm a very in between size type of guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Youth and boys.
And nah, like, I've got very broad shoulders. Very broad.
I wouldn't say that.
Very broad, I am.
I've never heard anyone say that about you.
If I stood upside down, I look like a Christmas tree. You know what I mean? My lats are sort of popping out a bit. I find t-shirts sort of hard to fit over my big back and shoulders. And
you got a bit of a lizard neck, I reckon. Uh-huh. Just very...
very puffy, you know, a full neck lizard. You know, very puffy. They're like, fuck, what's he been doing? He's working on his traps. Anyway, but the length of my arms is not... So sometimes when I get a long sleeve shirt, I might have to fold the cuffs.
Oh, because you've got short arms.
Well, I have short arms.
You've got deficiency.
Large shirt is made for someone who is a little bit taller.
Yeah.
So the arm,
you like the baggy look though. You don't like the skin tight.
No, but you on a t-shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
You can see the stitching line from the arms to the thing is meant to sit just over your shoulder bone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have to have a larger t-shirt to do it because of the broadness of my shoulders.
That's a lie, man.
I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, it's such a lie.
I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, my God. You're built like a pencil, brother. I just think the ones on your t-shirt that you're wearing now, they go past your...
That's where the shoulder line is there.
No, it's not. It goes down to your arm. No, that's wrong.
If we were in a boxing match, I'd punch
you. That's a little bit big for you.
I'd punch your head in a boxing match.
Hey, look, speaking of boxing, been seeing all these boxers come out and... And then like, I'm impressed, like they punch really fast and they look like, yeah, they would hurt a bit, like consistent punches and they're sharp. But some of them weigh like 65 kilos.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd belt them.
You know, but I saw you dug the backyard out, the clay and that.
Yeah.
You didn't have much strength to try and get the clay out. So your punches would be powder puffs.
I feel like I put
in the pretty salt. I saw you with the axe. You could barely lift it, mate.
Nah, the axe.
You could barely lift it.
It's just different. The axe, by the end of it, the axe was my friend.
Yeah.
I made it my friend, but at the start it felt a bit foreign. But you were the axe man. You come, you done your half hour's
lats.
Work.
That's what I'm saying, it's the lats.
You done your half hour's work and you smashed it out.
Half hour's work and I did more than you.
No, I don't think so. But
anyway, rolling up your sleeves,
what were you going to say?
Do you not hot, because I think there's a...
You do it though.
No, but not...
Daily.
I don't do it to my elbow.
Yeah, but you rolled them up. They've been rolled up.
When I played footy, I used to wear the long sleeve and roll it.
Oh.
Not all the way, but not... I didn't like it all the way to the wrist.
Yeah, okay. So you're a roll up guy. So you
I have to say hot, yeah.
I'm going to say I do it too. I don't even think about it. But if I'm hot, I'll roll them up. Next on the list, shirts off. You like getting the shirts off?
Well, if you've just heard my little description of size of my arms and my back.
I'll tell you, when we first moved out together, you didn't really wear too many tees. You went shirts off a lot, single days. You were walking around the house, like after work, the shirt would just come off.
I wear shirts off now most days.
Yeah, around the house.
At home, yeah, shirts off.
Your shirt's off, aren't you?
My shirt's off type of guy, yeah.
Yeah. When you were in good nick when you were single, you used to love me taking photos of you with the smoothies and walking down the street.
That's a bit of a setup. It's a setup. But I do, even now, like I'm at home, if I'm in my backyard or even if I'm in your backyard, the sun's out.
You take it off.
I take it off and I get a bit of vitamin D.
Sometimes you even go Coles and that and you've got it off. No. In summer, you've done that for sure.
In Torquay, I think that's the only place that's acceptable.
You reckon?
But not really. I'd prefer to wear a shirt.
Hitting up Funky Ninja, shirt off. Have you done that before?
No, not for a long time.
No? What about shopping centre, shirt off?
Nah.
Never done that? Geelong shopping centre?
I think like home, beach, super mega hot days. Around Torquay, it's acceptable, shirts off. But not really.
Shirts off on a run?
Yeah.
You like it?
I think that's acceptable, yeah.
When people are just
shirts off. Not during winter though.
Nah.
I think if you're like...
You're hot though. You're running. It doesn't matter.
Shirts off in 15 degree weather, I think you
can... Yeah, but it'd feel good, wouldn't it?
Grow up a little bit, I think.
I think that'd be...
What about you? What do you think? Shirts off.
I'm not a shirts off guy. Nah. I was wearing rashies up until I was 24.
Yeah?
Nah.
Still wear the long sleeve skivvy.
Damn. Long sleeve skivvy.
Down the beach. You're the long sleeve skivvy.
It's called the pool filter. Nah, I do shirts off at the beach, but that's about it. I don't go around the house shirts off or anything like that, but... I suppose if I had a six pack and I had that sort of look going down, maybe I would, but I just don't. It's not comfortable for me anyway.
You don't feel comfortable shirts off?
Not really. Nah. I love wearing t-shirts.
Yeah.
Even like proper shirts, I don't feel comfortable. I feel like they don't fit well.
You just prefer wrestling t-shirts?
Just baggy, oversized wrestling t-shirts.
All right.
Is it really losery grubby?
A little bit, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You're not actually happy with my outfit choice, are you?
All of a sudden, it just popped up. It was not as many. You used to not wear as many wrestling shirts.
Well, they didn't exist.
And now, like, it's sort of really entered. your wardrobe.
Yeah, and shout out to Kevin from Blanks and Bootlegs who does these wrestling t-shirts. So yeah. He hooked us up with the Hardy Boys one, and then I got gifted this for my birthday last year or for Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying is that you wear them all the time. You must like them.
I do like it.
You like them.
I like it. It's like you with your plain Uniqlo fucking crisp fucking white tops, huh?
Sorry, I got a nice white t-shirt on.
Nah, you look good. Honestly, I used to collect white t-shirts. That was the weirdest thing about me. I reckon I had about 30 plain white tees in my wardrobe, like scoop neck. A lot of them were scoop neck. I used to cut the collars and stuff off. Maybe that's a good suggestion for next week.
Nah.
DIY clothes.
DIY clothes.
You'd look good with a little cross earring, I reckon, now with that new haircut.
I think shirts off. Huh? I think shirts off.
Duran.
Shirts off is hot.
shirts off is hot. Yeah. Do you feel like when you go shirts off and you're going for a run and that people are looking at you?
Every now and again, they definitely have a look.
Bronze God, you reckon?
What's he doing over there?
Is that Silver Fox?
What does he do?
George Clooney?
Do you play AFL?
Oh, yeah.
As I'm struggling, taking a breath, walking for the sixth time around the block.
I've caught you, actually, when you were first getting back into running from your knee. And I went for a walk, actually, and I was coming back and you were doing hill runs with the T-shirt on your head. That was the funniest shit. Shirts off, T-shirt on the head.
It was over the hat.
Yeah, over the hat.
I don't mind
under
that,
the hat.
Under the hat.
Yeah.
I feel like I in terms of trends, you created that.
No, see, that's a fucking straight up lie.
I take the hat.
I had the tea towel under the hat for years, brother. I'll show you photos.
All right. From 10 years ago. You invented it.
No, but the T-shirt one, I'll give you that. But I feel like that's grubby anyway because it's sweaty.
I don't put it back on.
Yeah, well, yuck.
I'm not putting it back on.
Wouldn't it give you pimples, all the sweat, and then you're putting it on your...
No, forehead. I wash, mate. I've washed multiple times a day.
I've actually got these little towels that you put under your hat that are for that reason.
Really?
Looks good. Anyway, I'll show you later. Next on the list, original baby names, hot or not.
What does that mean?
Like something unique, like Apple with Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow. Like random names that are just straight up unique. There's a kid, a girl who I went to high school with. She named her kid Heaven Backwards. Never heard that before. Don't know how to say
That's rank.
You don't like it?
Nah, I don't like it at all.
Original baby names?
No.
Keep them traditional.
Apple, Orange.
Fuzzy.
Lava.
Tafe. Rafe. That's not a bad name.
I'm going to say no. You want to call your kid O Bradford, so one letter.
Just O.
You're very original, you know. You think you're a bit original. You had the leopard pants. You think you're so cool, bro. Don't you? How cool do you...
What?
I'm going to give you some honest feedback now.
Yeah.
You're like early doors, early 20s, late teens for you. Peak coolness, you know, a bit of a mystique.
You didn't even know me.
I'm saying, bit of a mystique. Who is this guy? What does he do?
I'm overexposed now.
He's very different. Yeah. Look how cool he is.
Mm.
And then it's sort of like, as like a trend chart, it started sort of just deteriorating a little bit. Oh, there's Locke again. Oh, yep. Still a little bit different. Ooh. Brother, ooh.
No.
And then now it's a bit like he walks around wearing wrestling t-shirts and...
Nah.
That's about it.
I think I'm a pioneer. Now I've seen all the people with the blue hair and all these things, and I just feel like you got to really want it. That has to really be you if you want to be different, you know? What are we talking about? Original baby names. But I feel like I'm in a bit of an original.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's come out, because you think you're a bit of a tryhard.
Yeah, but am I trying as hard as Grimes and Elon Musk with their baby names, like X and... They're like codes.
But I think if you were a bit more famous, you would.
No.
You know what I mean? If you were a big famous person, you're, oh my God. The ego, it'd be impossible to keep your ego in check. It would be impossible to keep your ego in check.
Going out every night.
Oh, just look at me. Don't you know who I am? I've made a reservation. And I'm not paying.
I don't line up.
Huh?
I'll do a little socials post on Jarvis. But see, I feel like you're a very like, Matilda, that's a pretty common name, but that's traditional and I like it. But I feel like if you'd have another one, I feel like it'd be like Chris or something like that.
Chris.
John.
John, yeah.
Yeah. You don't reckon?
I don't know.
What kind of names do you like? If you don't like original names, what do you like?
I don't mind traditional names, but not like super common traditional names.
Yeah. Like Robert. Do you like your name Robert?
It's all right, yeah.
Robbie, I feel like makes it sound cool.
I'm happy being a Rob, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not.
Rob. Just easy. Three letters.
Yeah.
Rob and Locke.
Simple, isn't it?
Pretty simple.
Couple of simple boys doing a simple podcast.
Yeah. Hey, look, there's a little extra suggestion because this is your one and I don't know what it is. We spoke about it at the top of the show, but look between the letters on the keyboard. This is a new trend that you've seen.
Everyone's doing this thing at the moment. It's a bit like the trend we covered the other day about like a caption thing. It's like people trying to be smart in the copy of their posts.
Yeah.
And they get you to try and like do a puzzle, like look between these two letters and you'll find out what it is.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's, you know, when these things just, something happens.
Yeah.
And then like every single page, every single social platform is using that joke. Wait till you see how many people in the AFL this weekend use.
You reckon?
Yeah, on the AFL socials, wait until you see look, how many pop out.
Look between this. But what is it? Is it to, in on the keyboard, is it just letters around
just,
like?
They just say two letters and say, go look between these two letters. Or they might be like, one, two, three, four. Yeah. Go between, look between these two letters, these so two
if,
letters.
If you look between D and G, you'll get an F.
Yeah.
And if you look between V and N, you'll get a B. So is it, do you only do it once or do, are people doing it twice?
People can do anything to spell out a word. They might
but
just,
you can't spell out a word with one. Look between.
Yeah, but it might be like a W if there's someone's had a win.
Oh, yeah, you know, okay.
Or
yeah.
someone.
That'll
or,
be the one.
Or an L when someone's taken a big L.
W-L. Yeah, that makes sense.
Or a Y.
What's Y mean?
W-H. What do you mean Y? What does Y mean? Like, why would that happen?
Oh, okay.
You know, like.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
so,
those.
So play on words with the actual letter.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Do you like this or not?
Oh, be fucking a bit simple. But people. I don't know. People are simple.
I don't like it. I don't like how much it's
a bit
just
dumb.
Some people all of a sudden, like I know trends happen and that, yeah. and people get on the trend.
Yeah, like planking and shit.
But it's just absolutely everywhere. And what you just wait and watch how many people pop out this weekend for the footy.
You reckon?
On the social media managers, the AFL are just waiting to post this.
Yeah, because this is in their wheelhouse. This is what they live for.
Oh, they found a trend. And they said, "Let's get on it."
It's like memes that have become popular at the time.
Yeah,
they
I
just
think
love
so.
That
yeah,
shit,
sure.
Don't they? Hey. It's been a good episode. Half an hour of power. And good thanks to our friends at VitaDrop for sending us this care package and sponsoring this episode because we feel hydrated. We feel alive. There's so much energy from you lately, which I'm very impressed by.
You know?
I feel like you've bought the heat lately, which is good. You've been thinking about quitting, but you're not. But if you want to express your interest at becoming the new co-host for Hot or Not, just slide into the DMs and we'll look at your application.